Members of Six Nations Elected Council will be traveling to Ottawa on September 20th to attend a demonstration to oppose the passing of Bill C-53. The proposed federal law affirms that all Métis communities represented by the Métis Nation of Ontario have the right to self-determination, including the right to self-government under Section 35 of the Constitution Act. Six Nations Elected Council are supporting the Chiefs of Ontario efforts to protect First Nations rights from the bill, arguing that the Métis Nation of Ontario's claims are false and have questioned its legitimacy. In a statement through the Chiefs of Ontario, Ontario Regional Chief Glenn Hare says the Métis Nation of Ontario continues to build its case based on misrepresentations, outright falsehoods, and sweeping unsupportable statements. The historical communities that the Métis Nation of Ontario claims to represent have never factually existed. In a statement from the Métis Nation of Ontario's website, it says, in 2004, following our legal victory, the Métis Nation of Ontario and Chiefs of Ontario signed a protocol agreement to affirm mutual respect, recognition, and support for the respective rights, interests, and aspirations of First Nations and the Métis Nation within Ontario. That same year, the Métis Nation of Ontario and Chiefs of Ontario jointly lobbied the government for Métis and First Nations rights. On that day, an Ontario MPP stated in the legislature, Ontario Regional Chief Fox and Métis Nation of Ontario President Belcourt said that they expect the government to live up to its commitment to the constitutionally recognized Aboriginal people in Ontario, the First Nations, and the Métis Nation. The website also states that the Métis self-government legislation Bill C-53 in Parliament is only about our internal functions. It is about recognizing Métis citizenship, Métis elections, Métis governance operations, and Métis child and family services. It does not deal with land, harvesting, or any land-related rights. It does not impact the rights of First Nations in any way. Six Nations Councillor Nathan Wright shared his opinion on the federal government combining all First Nations rights into a melting pot.
The federal government has indicated that they have not started doing any kind of context for the legislation as of yet. According to the representatives, the federal government is still doing engagement. And looking more so at what the principles would be for the legislation. But one of the interesting points I wanted to highlight for council is the fact that in the What We Heard report, very heavy on Métis content, barely any First Nation content within the first engagement phase. So I found that very interesting and why I probably made the comment too on the statement of the Métis today, as well as the MNO legislation, right? Because I think what is dangerously happening here is the government, in particular the Liberal government, is looking to, meld all of our rights together into one big melting pot, which would be detrimental to First Nations at the least.
Councillor Wright also spoke on his concerns of what this legislature could mean for First Nations rights.
Yeah, I just wanted one final comment on that transformation. I'm glad Helen and Sherilyn brought it up because there's a third element to it. And it's probably the one that concerns me the most is what I call the brownwashing of our rights. So when you look at it from a standpoint of the transformation that's happening in every sector, now think of it in terms of, oh, let's include the Métis in there as well. In health. You know, that's going to be a big one, is that health transformation will now include the Métis Nations all across, right? Whether or not they're legitimate or not. Education, same thing. You know, child welfare, same thing. Even when you look at the MNO kind of piece of legislation that supposedly is tabled today, but is going to be hitting next week, it'll likely include taxation in there. Which is, a right that we have that is now being, you know, for lack of a better term, brownwashed across the table,
right,
to individuals. And I'm not in a point, and I'm actually trying to think of a way that we can actually get a little bit more aggressive on this. Is I can't stand for the fact that I'm going to start sharing my right with somebody who does not deserve that right.
Six Nations Elected Council approved the motion during the August 14th political liaison meeting to have members of Six Nations Elected Council and community members travel to Ottawa to attend the September 20th rally to oppose the passing of Bill C-53.